Thank you for tuning in to J-Cubed here on your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE. This is the show that takes jazz to the third power, cool, smooth, and hot. We have a special guest with us tonight, saxophonist Dave Cause. His recording career, nearly three decades. Dave, he's racked up a crazy list of honors, achievements, 9 Grammy nominations, 11 number one albums on Billboard's Contemporary Jazz chart, numerous world tours, sold out Cause and Friends sea cruises, performances for multiple presidents, and 2 radio shows. And did I mention he plays the sax? Dave, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us tonight.
Wow, what an introduction there, Carl. Thank you. And good night. Where do you go from there? Thank you so much. Nice to talk with you, and thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, really, really appreciate it. There's no way, absolutely, and you can tell from the intro, no way to cover everything. We won't try. But if you could talk a little bit about your current tour, you got a super group featuring Aubrey Logan, Kenny Lattimore, Gerald Albright, Rick Braun, Adam Hawley, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was your vision for this tour?
Well, this is our second Summer Horns outing. Summer Horns is kind of an offshoot project for me that we started about 5-6 years ago with the first incarnation. And it's really a celebration of the horn section. And as a saxophone player, even though I'm very proud and very, you know, grateful to have a solo career, when I started, and this is the kind of way it is for a lot of horn players, we all started as ensemble players, playing in jazz band or stage band, marching band, what have you, concert band. And being a part of a section or being a part of an ensemble is kind of a feeling that never goes away from you, the power of being part of a section. And I grew up in a time I consider like the golden era of music, if you don't mind me saying, where it was late 60s to late 70s, where bands, it's almost like every band had that horn section. Earth, Wind, and Fire,
yep.
Tower of Power, my favorite band, Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Kool and the Gang, James Brown. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And every one of those bands had that really tight horn section that added the sizzle to the music. And so that's kind of been part of my musical DNA from the very beginning, and this project allows us to, not just me, but all the people that you just mentioned, my cohorts on this year's tour, to sort of flex that muscle and be a part of a horn section on stage. And so we've made 2 Summer Horns albums that I'm very proud of, and this tour is a celebration of those albums and all that great music from that era.
Wow. Wow. Sounds great. Sounds great. And you have some fans who are planning to celebrate with you. You're coming to Silver Creek Center at Four Winds in New Buffalo on July 26th.
We are.
Yeah.
Very excited. That's a brand new place for us. We've never been there before. And so this will be a very cool night. And I want to encourage your listeners who love this kind of music, contemporary jazz, but also the classic songs from yesteryear, all the Earth, Wind, and Fire and Chicago and some of the artists that I just mentioned before is so well represented in this show, but not just like cookie cutter arrangements. These are really imaginative new arrangements, souped up arrangements of those classic songs so when you sit in your seat, it's hard to sit still in this show. It's a very fun, very high energy, very active show with a tremendous amount of talent on stage.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And it's not just for jazz aficionados. Anyone that loves music, good music, is going to have a great time.
Yeah, sometimes, Carl, you know, I'm sure that you host this show, you come across people who get kind of weirded out by the word jazz.
Yes.
Scary term for some.
Yep.
And because you feel like, well, it's going to be very cerebral and over my head, you know, but this particular show incorporates the element of jazz, the improvisational element, and the communication, collaboration element of jazz, but it within the context of music that everybody knows, very popular music. So you're going to hear songs, pretty much the whole show is made up of songs that you already know. and you're listening to them kind of through a different lens with different people and different arrangements that kind of take it to a new place.
Excellent, excellent. I know it's going to be something. I want to take a couple of steps back. You know, tagline for our show is that we have artists that some are rooted in the mainstream traditions of jazz, but are bringing a modern sound. So what do some of your musical roots look like? What were your musical influences?
Well, on saxophone, I would say when I first heard, the first album I ever bought was Tower of Power, Back to Oakland, 1974. I was 11 years old, and when I heard that sound of that horn section, I was hooked immediately. This was before I was playing saxophone, of course. Mm. I picked up saxon at age 13, and then it was all about David Sanborn. David Sanborn and Grover Washington Jr., those were the two primary influences. But because I started on alto sax, and David Sanborn was, at the time and still is, I would call him the king, the reigning king of the alto saxophone, at least in the more popular pop jazz sensibility.
Yep.
I just wore those records out, and he became a huge influence. But then on the, I was very influenced by what was being listened to in my house growing up. My parents were big vocal fans, so they would be listening to Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and,
wow.
and Frank Sinatra, of course, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, those kinds of artists, Sammy Davis. My brother was listening to more progressive rock. My sister was listening to more pop bands. I was a huge Stevie Wonder fan in the early days and still am. Steely Dan.
A lot of great music.
So it was kind of a big melting pot of influences early on. But I think that's a good thing. At least for me, that was a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. I think that's one of the things that comes across with what you're doing with the Summer Horns tour.
Well, it's, I think music, I can go on and on about the power of music. Music was at a very pivotal time in my life when I was a kid and trying to figure out who I was and a lot of the things that I was feeling and not sure how to make sense of all things, like normal people growing mm-hmm. up. Everybody has a lot of questions, and music became for me like that salvation, and it's still that way for me, and it's still that way for so many people, and especially in this time period that we're living in with so much negativity and just like the public discourse is so kind of hostile out there and in life in general. Music is still that one pure salvation. You can always go to it and be inspired and be taken away and reminded, really, more importantly, reminded of who we are as human beings.
Right.
Nothing has that power quite like music.
I agree. You're preaching to the choir here. So I definitely agree.
I thought so.
Hey, I really appreciate your time, and I know you've got so much going on. I don't want to hold you longer. You are visiting with your band on tour at Silver Creek Four Winds in New Buffalo, but you have a new CD out, true?
I do. We have a new one that's called Live from the Dave Koz Cruise. About 15 years ago, I started hosting an annual cruise, and we've been all over the world. That's our mantra, seeing the world together through music. And we just finished this year's in Australia, and we took about 4,000 people, mostly Americans, to Australia to cruise around with about 60 different artists and musicians. And it's very hard to put the cruise experience into words, but suffice to say, when you step on that ship, you're just marinating in the music for a whole week, and it's a very palpable experience for not just the guests, but for the artists as well. We're all on vacation together, enjoying each other's company and letting the music really drive the whole experience.
Wow.
And I wanted to bottle that somewhat. Like, the music that happens on our cruises is like a different texture, because it's because of that we're all together, and there's a real symbiotic relationship between the musicians and the guests. So when it comes to showtime, the shows take on a different kind of feeling and an energy.
Mm.
hard to put it into words, but I wanted to share that with people who had not yet been on our cruises. So this seemed like a really nice opportunity to put an album together of 10 of those performances that were captured on the stage over three different cruises. So that's what's available now, and you can find it on Spotify or Apple Music or on Amazon, anywhere you can find music these days.
All right. I'll also have a link on our Facebook page so that folks can find a little bit more information, way to listen and to own. It's always good
great.
To own. I always think it's great to own.
Well, you know, nowadays you don't have to do that, but if you want to, there's that option. But because of streaming music now, it's so anything at your fingertips available in 2 seconds. So it's just it's amazingly how democratic the music business has become.
It's changed.
Really, for music lovers, it's a great thing.
Yeah, change. Dave, I just want to thank you again for taking the time to come on the show, talk about your music. And folks, Dave Cause and friends, Summer Horns Tour at Silver Creek at Four Winds in New Buffalo this Friday, July the 26th. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure. It's really nice talking with you, Carl. Much continued success.
Thank you.